and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
After the hour, what a show. This is my show today? Seriously?
Yes.
Wowee. Charlie Pierce, Boston Globe writer extraordinaire. Jeff Santos, morning host up there on our fabulous station, The Revolution in Boston, to talk about the big race in Massachusetts today. David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times, talking about his new book about the Obama presidency. Wow.
Yeah.
There's not the normal time to bitch about my personal problems, like the fact that it's raining in my house in L.A. in several spots, according to my tenants. Oh, yay!
I kind of warned you that would happen.
But I've sprung several new leaks, and as you know, it's going to rain all week long in L.A.
They're saying like 2 to 3 inches.
Oh, isn't that great for Mama? Good news. All right. And here in New York, I'm going to have to call my favorite cable company, who I won't name, but sounds like Slime Porner.
Why?
Because my nephew left my remote on the floor and my dog Fred ate it. And so I'd wanted to avoid all contact with Slime Porner for the rest of my life. And now that will be...
Oh, no.
Yeah, but the one television isn't working where he was going to watch it, and so now that's broken, and now I need a new remote.
Wow.
All right, so that's in his digestive system, along with the Giardia that he caught here in Calcutta, where I moved.
Things just kind of break around you, don't they?
Someone has put a hex on me, and I'm not kidding. Take it off now.
Maybe it was...
I'm not kidding.
Maybe someone made a pact with the devil.
Apparently I did.
Yeah.
Why didn't Pat Robertson mention me? All right. So a big, big, big show to get to today. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy. Voice deity, Jim Ward. Associate producer, Rebecca Taylor. Oh, who tells me that we got a big no from Joy Behar?
Yes. An emphatic no.
I think that's a temporary blow-off. I don't think that's a permanent blow-off. It said she's busy the next couple of weeks, and then it's a blow-off.
Well, then why did she say yes to you?
You know, I can always continue to pester her.
Uh-huh. Yes, you can.
Next time I see her.
Okay.
All right. So, lots to get to today. Jim brought this up yesterday, so this is very exciting to get Brad Friedman from our very favorite Brad blog on the phone right out of the gate here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, right out of the gate indeed.
You know, Brad, I'm a happy, clappy liberal, and then I read your stories about Diebold voting machines.
I always ruin your day, don't I?
You're really harshing our buzz.
Sorry.
That's all right. Well, now, first of all, though, you know, you mentioned some poll. I mean, that's the thing is, boy, the polling yesterday did not look good in Massachusetts, right? But you also mentioned that it's very close, though. There's a Democratic pollster that had Coakley up by 8. This was just, I don't know if that was yesterday, but then a day or two earlier, Republican Rasmussen had Brown down only by 2 points. So what we're saying is either way, it's probably close, right?
Either way, it's definitely close, and I think that supporters for both sides would be smart to go in and presume this is a toss-up at this point. And that's why we once again have problems and concerns about the voting machines that nobody ever pays attention to until it's way too late.
Right, yeah. Then people go, well, how did that happen again? You were mentioning, unfortunately, these machines. Jim brought this up yesterday, that they're the Diebold optical scanners. So these are the same ones that you mentioned in the HBO's Hacking Democracy, their Emmy-nominated film. They flipped that mock election, right?
Yeah, you can. It's amazing. You can watch this hack on YouTube. This film came out about 4 years ago now, and yeah, you can see this election, this mock election with paper ballots. You can see people voting right before your very eyes. You know what the results should be, and they run these paper ballots through these Diebold OptScan machines, and the results come back completely opposite of what they actually are. And the only way you would know that is if you bothered to count the paper ballots. Now, those machines that are used in this film are the exact same ones that are being used today in Massachusetts across the entire state.
Right, Brad, and I think that's where people get thrown off, right? Because they go, oh, good, paper ballots. But then they don't realize that it's, you know, the optical scan, Diebold machines that are counting the ballots. So they're thinking, oh, it's not the electronic voting machines I've heard about, right?
Right. They think, oh, well, we've got paper ballots, so everything is fine. Paper ballots are great. Unfortunately, they're only half the battle. In fact, they're less than half the battle because it's great to have paper ballots. It's not so great if you don't count them. Mm-hmm. And that's what they will not be doing today in Boston. They do not count them. Not only that, in Boston, there's not even a post-election audit that you'll hear about in some states and counties around the country where maybe they'll hand count 1 or 2% of the ballots. They will be counting by hand 0% of the ballots. There is no check against those scanners to make sure that they're accurate, that they're safe from error, or that they haven't been hacked, as you saw in that film, Hacking Democracy.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned machines used because, you know, there are a lot of surprise results that, you know, people have gone, wow. And you mentioned the New Hampshire primary that Hillary Clinton won. And the storyline, it was because she cried and whatever. But what were you talking about with that?
Well, I was talking about a very similar situation where you had, going into the race, you had Obama was expected to win. Hillary ended up being declared the winner. Now, maybe she did win. We don't know, again, because those same voting machines up there, Diebold voting machines, were used. And the same private company, a company by the name of LHS Associates, which has a criminal background, one of their senior directors pled guilty to narcotics trafficking about a decade ago. He has admitted on air, he said, quote, "We don't follow every little law." He has actually admitted to changing memory.
Well, there are a lot of them, Brad. You know, I mean, we can't be expected to follow all of them, can we?
I'm sorry?
I said that there are a lot of laws. I mean, we can't be expected to follow all of them, can we?
Yes, exactly. Especially not this LHS group. They oversee the voting machines in all of pretty much all of New England, and they're going to be the ones who are doing it again here today. This guy actually was so obnoxious. He came by Brad Blog at one point and made a comment that was so rude and obnoxious and frankly obscene that the Secretary of State of Connecticut saw it and barred this guy from doing any work in the state of Connecticut. And yet they're still working on these machines in LHS. In New Hampshire, I'm sorry, in Massachusetts today. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy system. And we keep on doing this election after election, and we presume, well, we've got paper ballots, so everything is fine. But we don't count them. And then you're right, as in New Hampshire, we come up with reasons why the results are whatever they are, whatever they're going to be. Oh, Hillary Clinton cried.
Well, the media has already written this storyline that, oh, this is a complete repudiation of Democrats and Obama and, you know, Ted Kennedy's seat and blah, blah, blah.
It's built in. They've got their storyline.
Yeah, I mean, well, but, you know, that's what I wonder, Brad. I mean, I don't know. You know, you're certainly a student of, you know, last-minute politics, too. Is that going to activate the liberals in Massachusetts to go, oh, my God, you know, because I know a lot of people called and said, oh, you know, we thought she had it in the bag. You know, people get complacent.
I think a lot of people will be motivated. There's been a lot of coverage in the last few hours about this, the last few days about this on the progressive side. The Republicans have been paying attention to this for the last week or two and raising holy hell about it. But again, ultimately, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, whether the loser is Coakley or whether the loser is Brown, or remember we have one candidate in this race named Joe Kennedy, who's
who set that up? Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, this is going to be, I mean, you know, that's going to be another element. Oh, a lot of liberals were confused and they voted for Joe Kennedy.
It's how all the Jews voted for Pat Buchanan in Florida.
Exactly right. There's going to be all kinds of storylines built in. You can make up anything you want. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is we stop making things up and we find out who actually won the election by counting the votes. And I keep saying it, I feel like it's just, you know, I'm talking to a five-year-old, but I think that's what needs to be said over and over again until we finally do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, that's the thing. You know, I think people, like you've often said, this is a bipartisan thing. People on both sides, this is an American issue. If we feel like we don't have vote security, then... Because I think you're right. Is this one troubles me because it seems all over the place. I mean, obviously, there's a poll. What was it? As early as a week ago, had Coakley way up. Now, of course, these latest polls seem to show a surge. And then there's others that are, like, dead even almost, right? So it's elections that are particularly troubling.
The polls are all over the place, but there seems to be a definite trend for Brown, the Republican, in those polls. But mm-hmm. nonetheless, you're absolutely right. It's not an issue of right and left. It's an issue of right and wrong. In fact, the article that I wrote about this over the weekend was at a right-wing outlet up in upstate New York named the Governor Times. You can read the full article up there at Governor Times. They figured out that they've got a problem with these voting machines after the recent New York 23 election back in November, right, when it looks like the Conservative Party candidate got screwed by these optical scan machines, and it was only about 2 days after he had already conceded on election night that he found out that thousands and thousands of votes weren't counted at all at the precincts, that zero votes were showing up for him in some areas until they bothered to actually check the scanners and actually count those paper ballots. But by then it was too late. He had conceded. Yeah. The press had moved on. So these candidates tonight, my message to them and my message to their supporters today is to tell your candidate, do not concede. Make them count these damn ballots.
Yeah.
You've only got one race on the entire election. You got one.
Yeah, a lot of focus tonight for sure on Massachusetts. All this being said, may I break it down for you? If she does lose, Brad, it's a chick thing.
Yeah.
What kind of country do we live in when a chick doesn't know a baseball player? I mean, that could be why she loses this thing, is all I'm saying.
Stephanie.
Has she cried?
Chicks cannot be expected to know sports guys unless you grew up like I did with a brother that was a Republican bully and yelled Dick Butkus when he went to tackle you. That's the only way I have the names that stick in my head. It's why, as a grown woman, I'll say things like, hey, nice save, Chevrier, because I know the goalie, Chevrier. However,
to the polls today, maybe she'll win.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there can be silly season, though, isn't there, Brad? I mean, just apart from the vote counting and all that. I mean, there really is. You kind of go, oh, my God, you know. People make some stupid mistake like that, and you're like, okay, well, now you can't, you know. Howard Dean screamed, oh, no, he can't be president now, you know.
Isn't it odd how that silly season always seems to affect the Democrats in the
Britain? That's right.
True. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I will take a bite of that conspiracy sausage. Brad Friedman of Brad Blog, one of our personal favorite buddies. Thanks so much for taking time for us, Brad.
Always my pleasure. Great to talk to you guys.
All right. You too, sir. There he goes, Brad Friedman. Who always makes me feel worse about everything.
Yeah, we need to count the damn paper ballots by hand.
Oh, boy. All right. You know what we need to do?
We need to get
our friends from Carbonite to go on up to Massachusetts. That's what we need to do.
I think so.
Have we thought about that?
We need to save all of those records.
Give them a ring ding and say we will send Carbonite to the rescue. Imagine losing everything on your computer, like, say, your vote for Martha Coakley. Huh? 19 minutes after the hour, we will update you on all the latest happenings in Massachusetts as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, yes, I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Green 960 online and radio.
I just voted here in Massachusetts. I checked the box in the middle, which is Coakley. And, I also put my ballot into a Diebold optical scan machine, so who knows?
Boy, good
I might
luck.
Voted for Joe Kennedy. So
you're not really sure who you voted for.
Anything could happen.
No, but do you remember, I can't remember, Chris, which election it was, but do you remember, like, there was that funny, you know, online thing where you try to vote for, you know, somebody that kept flipping to the other one, like, in front of you as a joke?
Yeah.
And then, like, but that actually happened to me. And you're like, oh, no, this is like the video game where I'm trying to vote for whatever. And it
that happened
flipping.
In 2004, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mark, you said you think turnout seems pretty good.
Turnout seemed really strong. It was a line of cars out onto the street at my polling place. It looked as strong or stronger than the general election in 2008.
So, wow.
A lot of people.
Well, as our instant on the ground works for free reporter, what's the feeling, you know, you get? I mean, do you feel like the all this media attention has activated the progressive base, or do you feel like it's too late for Coakley? What's your feeling?
I don't know. I think the robocalls were annoying the heck out of everybody. So, and they were about 4-1 Brown. The one live call I got was from somebody with a really strong Southern drawl that you could hear the noise in the background that they were in a call center. So, they have
poured a lot of last minute money in there for Brown.
It's crazy how many out of town groups, the TV ads, the robocalls. It's unbelievable.
Well, can't you just, like, feel them salivating, the Republicans? Like, this is the story that just, you know, they've got to have, that they got Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts, blah, 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 you know. What's that?
There's a whole narrative that would write itself.
Yeah. What's your take on my it's a chick thing premise?
I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, if the best Brown could come up with were Kurt Schilling and John Ratzenberger, and I forget who the other guy was that came out for him, it's like, you know, what's the point? You know?
Right. Right.
I mean, Schilling.
I mean, but that's what
Schilling
the last minute polling is showing men, largely, and independents going to Brown, right?
Yeah, yeah, the independents seem to be swinging that way, but the registered registered voters are 4-1 Democrat here. So.
Yep. Well, good luck, honey. Thanks for your free report. What's that?
I'm an unenrolled.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your free report. I appreciate it. All right. That's the kind we like, Chris. Absolutely free.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, hard to tell. That's not an encouraging headline, is it? New poll, Coakley in free fall. That's not generally a good word.
No.
To hear right before election day. But, you know, as Brad points out, Chris, I mean, you know, boy, we've been through a lot of elections, and you hear all kinds of crazy stuff that then does not turn out the way people are, or all the pundits are predicting, you know. This one is tough to...
That's true, but you know what? The momentum is going in the wrong direction. That's what I'm worried about.
A new insider advantage poll conducted for Politico shows Brown surging to a 9-point lead over Coakley. That was yesterday, a day before.
Right.
The election today, Brown leads in that one 52% to 43%. And again, as I mentioned, Chris, the numbers show males and independents overwhelmingly breaking for Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it's like I was watching this coverage yesterday, Chris, and it just does give me fear for the future of American politics.
Sure.
When you know that tape got played over and over again. You know, she doesn't know who Kurt Schilling is. It's like, oh. It's like, what does that have to do with getting health care for the American people and getting, you know, I mean, you realize what the stakes are. That, you know, I don't love the health care bill, Chris, but 30 more million more Americans will be insured. Pre-existing conditions will be done away with. People's lives will be saved.
Yep.
You know, and because she doesn't know who a baseball player is, it's just,
right. Well,
you remember my sports report yesterday consisted of Jets won. Anyway, let's move. We're chicks, for God's sakes.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think he just comes off as a little more real than she does. She seems kind of studied and academic, and in her speeches, yeah, it's true. So,
a Daily Kos Research 2000 poll showed it much tighter, knotted at 48% apiece. So your guess is as good as ours. We will continue with all of this, the latest from Haiti and much more on The Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Carl. Go ahead.
I was shocked and stunned and horrified to hear that Diebold machines were being used in Massachusetts to count the votes after all of the scandals that the Diebold machines got Bush elected the first time around in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, right. I guess we get the democracy we settle for. You know, yeah. People get outraged, and it's like, oh, okay, back to
and
our lives.
And not only that, the Diebold machines were banned and thrown out in California.
Yep.
And they
yep.
were prosecuted, and they said, don't take these machines out of here and don't come back. And there was also a movie, a DVD called Hacking Democracy, where they proved that the cartridges that you plug into the voting machines that tally up the votes, and then you...
No, that's the film Brad Freeman and I were just talking about. It's the Emmy-nominated film on HBO.
Yeah, yeah. And those little cartridges, they take them out and bundle them up and then take them to a mainframe and they download them. They absolutely proved that you could put an executable program in those little cartridges where if there was eight votes for Gore and 10 Bush's, let's say six votes for Bush, it could actually flip-flop the votes and have it come out just the opposite. Mm-hmm. And that's why when the exit polls, the first time that Bush won the election, the exit polls said that Gore won by a landslide and it was all over, and the Bushes were going, no, wait, because they knew what was going on with these Diebold machines.
Mm-hmm.
And Diebold, believe it or not, the CEO of Diebold was a major political contributor.
I know. I know. The old story, unfortunately. 46 minutes after the hour, right back with the latest on the Massachusetts race as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's not radio. It's Stephanie Miller.
This is Green 960, online and radio.